Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Tell somebody the supernatural. Are we good to go? All right. The book of John. Father, help us.
The book of John, chapter
14, the verse number 12. The book of John, chapter 14, the verse number 12. Father, you are good. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. It's a very deep topic, a very, very deep topic. But I'm just praying that you will lend me just 5 minutes of your time and I'll be it. God is good. Now, before I proceed, I want to say this to you. There are a lot of things that the average charismatic believer is doing that isn't giving them the expected results. I repeat. There are a lot of things we are doing in this end time that isn't giving us the expected results. And sometimes we blame the Lord for not giving us all that we deserve. We seem to pray a lot, yet we command very, very few results. And the question is, why? Now, some are even tempted to believe that they haven't gone through the process yet to have certain miracles given unto them. But the question is this. Every miracle that a man is believing God for is connected to an instruction. God has never given anybody any miracle just because you prayed. He gives you a miracle because you have the capacity for that. I repeat. God does not answer a request based on passion. He answers a request based on capacity. Please listen to me. Anything you have not been groomed into, when you pray, you don't have the needed validation to command an answer for that. I'm telling you, church. So you see, many people feel that things we can do in the spirit, and they still cannot have the answer. The issue is, they haven't gained the capacity needed to command answers. I'm telling you. You see, many believers don't know that in God's kingdom, according to scripture, prayer was designed by God to meet a man at the point of his intimacy. When you go before the Lord seeking for answers, God takes advantage of what you say to give you what you deserve, which is height in the spirit. What gives a man power to command results is not prayer, but intimacy. You didn't hear me? Please hear me well. You may lift your hand to God in the place of prayer, asking God that he should bless you. And God says before he blesses you, he wants to see if you have the capacity to contain it. The issue we have in our modern day world is that we lack the capacity to command the results. Is that clear? So if God knows that you don't have the capacity, he takes advantage of your prayer life to give what you deserve. Many people are gathered tonight, and I believe everybody has an expectation. And the Lord says, before I give you what you deserve, I need to see you have matured to that height to command the answer you deserve. I'm telling you. Oh, am I communicating, church? That is why if you pray to God for things, it is likely that you may not have everything at the spot, or because capacity has not brought testament of you. Or am I communicating, church? So you will see Mama Human Mercy ministering here, and you will see God blessing people. Beyond the unction, a capacity made it possible. Talk to me, church. Oh, talk to me, church. So I strongly believe in my heart that as the word of God is coming forth, you are going to open up your spirit so you can receive the blessing you deserve. Somebody say amen. Now watch this. The Lord told me that the theme is the supernatural. Now please hear this. I'll make sure I make it very simple and well concise, so at least you get your part as well. Now hear this. I strongly believe that life has disdained a lot of identity. Are we good to go? I strongly believe that people's perception about life has disdained God's thought over them. Please hear me well. We live in a generation where people's definition for success is what they have received. Somebody feels, I need to receive all that I want in life to call myself a successful person. Whereas God's definition for success is different from that. I repeat. Somebody believes that if I have probably $1 million in my account, I'm a successful person. Some people believe that when they have all they want in life, they are called successful. And God calls that life an uncomfortable life. In other words, anything a man came to meet in time should not make you proud. Because it has the power of leaving you. Anything you came to meet in life should not make you proud. It should make you humble. You didn't hear me? Watch me. The Bible says, a time came when a rich man said to himself, I will break my bonds and get extra. The Bible says that night, Jesus Christ called the rich man a fool and said, I will take your soul. Now watch this. You cannot be foolish and command wealth. Oh, talk to me, somebody. And remember, in those days, the systems were not helpful in helping people to have an advanced life. Yet, the Bible says the man was able to fight every protocol to command wealth. Now hear this. The Bible says that night, his soul was taken away from him. My question is, why would God allow a man enter into such height in the spirit? Right? And then that same night, pick up the person's soul. And God told me that the day you change the equation of success to you and not to him, he kills you. Please pay attention. So why would God watch a man go through all the needed process in destiny, commanding wealth in every ramification, and then that same night you pick up the person's soul? Because God told me that success is not you. Success is him. So the Bible says, what shall it profit a man if you receive all you want to have in life and at the end your soul perishes? Watch me. Watch me. Whatever you have, it was given because you have an instruction. Whatever you have was given because you have an assignment. In God's kingdom, he does not bless because of passion. He blesses because of purpose. Oh, am I communicating to somebody? Please watch me. If God is to bless me with a Range Rover, he's not giving me Range Rover because I deserve it. It is because the assignment on my head deserves a Range Rover. Meaning, when you pray, you are not the focus. Your destiny is the focus. Oh, talk to me, somebody. Oh, am I communicating, church? See, a lot of believers are asking, why do I pray for things and things don't come to me? Things don't come to men. Things come to human destinies. Your destiny is not your future. Hear me well. For a very long time, we keep telling Christians that whatever a man becomes in the future is the man's destiny. And God says, no. Remember, you are a creation that was built outside time. Meaning, on your inside, time is your identity. So if something is on your inside, it cannot become your future. Eske, come. Stand here for me. Am I preaching here? Please face the crowd for me. I believe our man of God will become rich one day. Somebody say amen. Oh, you didn't say amen, no? Also, for your enemies are many here. Watch this. If he becomes a multi-millionaire one day, you will say that it is his destiny to become a rich man. And God says, no. What you define destiny on earth as a human being is what a man becomes. What God defines as destiny in the heavens is the life you live. Am I communicating? Let me break it down for you. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 22, that when Moses turned 40 years old, it was encapsulated in his heart to go seek for his brethren, which are the Jews. Remember, he was groomed as an Egyptian. He knew nothing about Israeli. But after 40 years, the Lord showed him mercy and he could know who he was. Now, the Bible says he was groomed in speech, in knowledge, and in power. Yet, according to God, that life was not called for him. In other words, you can become anything you want to be, and in God's kingdom, you're out of order. So, doing what your heart tells you is living a life below God's standard. Because your emotions are the system for destruction. When you believe in your feelings will kill you. So many have been successful for the things they have and become, whereas God was not the center of that attraction. So if you are a doctor by profession, and according to God's kingdom, you are out of order, that doctorate has no meaning in heaven. Because a reward is what a man becomes. I am us. I want to preach. Am I communicating here? Oh, are you blessed? Okay. Now, a lot of ladies are praying that God will give them a husband, true or false. Marriage is not the problem. The problem here is the trust God has for you. Now, it did not take God one day to give Eve a wife. It took Adam intimacy to find a wife. Let me break it down for you. The Bible says he began to till the ground until God realized the guy had passed the test. And when he passed the test, he didn't pray for a wife. God saw the need of giving a wife. So you will see the wife as a woman. God will see the wife as a reward. Oh, hello. Watch me. There are things you will not pray for when you know who you are. There are things you don't demand for. Do you know that your baby will only have to cry and you will give your baby whatever you want, true or false? Hey, let a child cry now, the mother will feel very uncomfortable. So if you are praying to God and answers are not coming, you are not hitting the right note. Do you know why? Because it is best to pray in destiny than to pray in words. So this is Jesus telling us in the Bible that if you believe in me, greater works shall ye do. Now, the whole definition for supernatural is living beyond the scope of science and time. When the results you command are bigger than human understanding. Some people will see and say, how did you do this? And you tell them, only God can do this. You see, there are certain testimonies that when God gives them to you, it will take the space of God to define that. You didn't hear me? If every miracle can be explained in English, it's no more God. You didn't hear me? Some miracles, God will have to send archangels to come and speak to you about them because it's so big and so powerful. It was true that prophets spoke about the coming of Christ. But the Bible says when the day had come, an archangel had to come and tell Mary that, behold, favor has come upon your life because you will give birth to a Christ. Hear me all. There are certain things, if you pray for them, your strength will be too low for that. Tell somebody, the man is preaching. I'm preaching here. Ask him. So for a very long time, we've been telling believers to pray. And they don't know that in the realm of the supernatural, all things are yours. You didn't hear me?
Adam didn't have to pray for anything. Because on account of intimacy, all things were his. If a country selects an ambassador, the ambassador does not think or want to eat, what to wear, where to sleep, where to go to. Yours is pick up your passport and go to this country, and all things are sorted. And the Bible says you are the representation of God himself. So if you're representing God, you cannot have a trouble. You can't have a burden. You didn't hear me. If you are thinking too much, it's because you have left the thinking to yourself and you have forgotten God. But if you become the envoy of God himself, he begins to think for you. He begins to worry for you. Oh, am I communicating, church? Lift your hands above your head. I came to speak over the life of somebody watching here. I don't know what it is, but after this night, God will change your life and grant you a testimony. Scream and say, I believe it.
Am I communicating here? Am I preaching here? So the whole idea of the supernatural has got nothing to do with what you feel like doing. It's living the life from above so God can be seen through you. I'm telling you. Watch me. The life you are living is too small. You see, you being comfortable is not a proof of God's will. Because in the will of God, he does not give comfort. Let me break it down for you. If the devil wants to make you comfortable, he makes you believe you have gotten to the zenith of your life. Oh. Do you know in this life of ours, there is nothing like I have ended the journey. Even in heaven, God told John, come up hither. Are you aware Jesus said it is finished on the cross of Calvary? Yet, when he went to heaven, the Bible says he's still making intercession on our behalf. How does somebody say it is finished on earth and still pray for us in heaven? Say the supernatural. Look at me. Do you know it is possible for you to go somewhere? And without anybody giving you any connection, just your presence can change season for you. You don't believe me? The Bible says that there was famine in Israel for 3 years. And God told Prophet Elijah, leave this place, I'll take you somewhere else. The Bible says every day, God had to send an animal to feed the prophet. Oh, am I communicating, church? You see, if you believe in systems, systems will fight you. Okay. Let me make it more simple for you. There are people that pray for babies, and there are others babies pray to have them. Get the difference here? When Elizabeth was praying to have a child, Jesus was praying to have Mary. You didn't hear me? Zachariah was a high priest in God's temple, waited for years for a child. Mary didn't pray. She was only observing the principles in God's house. And Jesus says, you know, when I look at the depth of her holiness, I have to go and give her something. Now, are you aware the angel had to beg Mary for the Holy God to live in the womb for a whole woman for 9 months? Look at me. Your life would always serve as a man's accuracy or a man's limitation. So for Jesus to enter the womb of a woman for 9 months in this sinful world should tell you her depth of holiness. How did you become pregnant without a man not touching you? Say supernatural. Am I communicating here? You see, I want to give you this understanding that whatever it is you have not gotten, God says rise up to see how deep and how simple it is for you. Huh? Commanding results are not difficult. You are only making things complicated. Am I communicating? Well, let me break it down. Our father is here. Now, daddy has been preaching for close to 40 years. Now, watch this. Watch this. Do you know that you can be a pastor? And then people will give you testimonies. And you would ask yourself, how did these testimonies happen?
Because you didn't even pray for them to happen. Maybe casually you declared from the altar. And someone says, Mama, when you spoke that I have money, I checked my accounts and money came to my accounts. And you're like, but how did it happen? Let me show you this. God can act on a man's behalf and then give the glory to you. And say, because of your faithfulness towards me, I want to make you look like a god before the people. He said, Moses, I will make you a god before Pharaoh. That if you stand before Pharaoh, they will see God in you. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Look at me. You were not created to look like anybody else. Your image is God. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You don't look like your mother. You look like Jesus Christ. You didn't hear me. You don't look like your father. You look like God. You didn't hear me. The Bible says God has made us kings and priests in his sanctuary. Lift your hands above your head. The Bible says Daniel was left to die in the lion's den. But when the lion saw Daniel, they could not eat Daniel. Do you know why? Because they saw a bigger lion behind Daniel. Are you aware God is called the lion that rules the tribe of Judah? Lift your hands above your head. Things that fight men cannot fight you. Things that break men cannot break you. Because you are God's incarnate. Lift your hand and say, yes! Am I communicating, church? Oh, am I communicating, church? Please listen to me. There are things that you will never receive until you have the ability to command them with ease. And that grace comes when people live the supernatural life. You see, I came to change your mentality that the government is too small to rule your life. You are bigger than the government. Hello? Do you believe that? You are bigger than the government. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. The Bible says a man who was called Saul, that became Paul, Mama, was fighting the Christians. The Bible says he got to the gate of Damascus and Jesus appeared. Now, history records that he had killed believers in Jerusalem. Now, Revelation says that Jerusalem will become the judgment seat of God. So literally God lives in Jerusalem. So how does a man enter into God's temple, kill his people, and God still keep quiet? But when he got to Damascus, something happened. The Bible says the light that came from the heavens made him blind. Watch this. After Jesus spoke to him, Jesus did not heal him. He says, I need to go straight. There's a man there called Ananias. When he prays for you, I will listen. Now, even though people saw Damascus as a town, in heaven, Damascus was a person called Ananias. The man had so much secured the doors of Damascus that if somebody who enters, the killer enters, God must speak. Do you know why? Because the person did not live his life according to the dictates of the government. He lived from Zion. No. If you are asked to count the teeth in the mouth of a fish, you can't count. Very little species. Yet, the teeth of the fish could hold a coin. For Jesus to say, go and open the mouth of a fish and give me a coin. No, look at me. Somebody says you should prosper at 70. Who said so? No, who said so? You see, I believe in the power of process. But I also believe in the power of speed. You didn't hear me. You know, sometimes some journeys don't need aeroplane. They need the air wind. You didn't hear me. God says, Philip, I know you are preaching to people here. But there is an Ethiopian eunuch somewhere. He has come to worship me. And I love his heart. I love him so much. So I need you to fly by air. Remember, are you aware it was not a miracle for Philip to fly by air? So when God gives you a miracle and he makes you proud, it means you are less of a person. Because what God called testimony is not what he gave, but what a man became. Am I teaching here?
Tell someone the supernatural.
I want you to know that if what you have makes you comfortable, you're not living life. No. 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 Watch me. If you enter heaven, you will know that whatever God calls as a miracle has got to do with your understanding on how principles work in the spirit. Do you know why? Because real mental transformation is also a testimony. Can you imagine? The Bible says when the lexicon of Abraham's life was called upon, what happened to him? The Bible didn't say he was a righteous man alone. The Bible says he was so holy he became God's friend. Remember, he was a wealthy man. But God did not justify the man's testimony through wealth. He says, just because you rose up higher in the spirit, he made you a good person. Am I communicating in church? Huh? If you are here praying for things, it's not bad. But you know what? Hear me. Things can come to you when you understand that you are first God before man. God will not beg, he commands. Talk to me, church. Talk to me, church. Are you blessed today? Clap your hands together for Jesus. He says, if you believe in me, greater works shall ye do. Now, just look at the impact of Christ. And God is telling you, if you believe in him, you can even do more than what he did. So why are you limiting your life to just a car? Hello? No. He says, if you believe in me, greater work shall you do. So why are you limiting your life to a husband or a wife or a child? Talk to me, somebody. People are doing all kinds of things to become anything at all costs, forgetting tomorrow is calling their name. Look at me. In life, if you succeed, you would have many friends. If you fail, you become an orphan. The day you succeed, everybody will call your name. The day you fail, you become an orphan. So just imagine putting yourself under unnecessary pressure because of someone's life. When the person will literally leave everything behind and be in a casket. I hear a lot of pastors say that when we preach things like this, we are trying to encourage laziness. It's not so. We are not teaching laziness. This teaching will not make a mediocre civilization. No. We want you to know that you can have more than this. Talk to me, somebody. You see, if you peg your mind to what God can do and not who he is, you limit yourself. God does not become, he is. So Elijah will say, I don't want any rain for 3 years. And then God will neglect the cry of the widower and the widow just because a man spoke. Are you blessed? Oh, are you blessed? Watch me. Let me give you one thing to do if you want to command the supernatural. But before I say so, hear this message. Hear this. There are two forms of miracle in the Bible. There is the miracle God gives and the miracle God makes. Hear this. This is my iPad. I've not begun preaching yet. Can you imagine? I can give SK this iPad and say, this is my gift to you. And he may say, thank you, Jesus, for this gift. And I can cause him to have an identity in the spirit where before he thinks, whatever he desires comes to pass. Now, the greatest miracle is not the one that receives, but what your man became.
When you pray for things and you receive them, you are limited in time. When you pray to become what you pray for in the spirit, you become an image. God now depends on you to give assignment to others. So Abraham lived like a normal man, yet he died. He entered heaven, and God says, for your holiness, I want to make you an example. So I'll call this place Abraham's bosom or Abraham's department. Why would a normal man live on earth and have a place in heaven? Even the holy angels didn't have the right to be named after a place in heaven. Unlike Abraham, who was once an idol worshiper. He worshiped idols like you for 75 years. Can you imagine? I'm still asking myself, how is it that when God spoke to Abraham, he didn't even think that it was the voice from the Father's altar? Because spirits speak too. And then for strange reasons, God says, name this place Abraham's bosom. A rich man died. He entered into hell. Lazarus entered into the house of Abraham. Now watch this. When Abraham was praying for Isaac to come, God was preparing Abraham to become a system in the spirit. He didn't see that he would become a house in heaven. He only wanted a physical validation of a baby. And God says, what I want for you is bigger than this age. Sometimes, when your miracle has not come, trust the process. Sometimes, when the child has not come, trust the process. Oh, am I communicating, church? Sometimes, when the money has not come, trust the process. Oh, am I communicating? Because the day your miracle will arrive, you will ask yourself, how did God do this? Oh, am I communicating, church? Sometimes, when God is coming late, he intentionally plans to come late, because whenever he comes late, he comes as a mentor, he comes as a manager, he comes as a servant, he comes as a king, he comes as a priest. I'm telling you, church, God can be anything at any time. Somebody say, glory. So, for 25 years, somebody prayed for a child, but for 25 years, he became a spiritual system. The testimony was not Isaac, the testimony was what he became in heaven. Hear this. Onyameka kroko beni. Onyameka kraka beni. Onyameka kroko. Onyameka. Onyameka kroko beni. Onyameka kraka beni. Onyameka kroko. Onyameka. Watch this. So the angels were shocked when God says we should name Abraham after this place in heaven. Hear this. Hear this. Abraham was so deep in the spirit that what he was doing in his daily activity became a scripture for men to live by. He didn't know himself. In the days of Abraham, there was no Bible. There was no Bible. There was nothing like the church or synagogue. There was no Torah for him to read. But his discernment was so sharp that God had to depend on him to call him my friend. God says, Abraham, even though I tested you for 25 years, do something unique for me. In what way? He says, go and sacrifice your son. And he says, God, you gave me the child. So if I've asked for the child, I'll give the child to you. He neglected the fact he had waited for 25 years. Placed the child on the altar. About to kill the baby. And God says, stop. Now I know that you love me. Now, you might think it's a normal validation,
Yet in the spirit, he was prophesying about what God would do for the generation. God is the father. Isaac is Jesus. God will stand like Abraham and sacrifice Jesus and use his blood to cleanse the sins of men. And God says, you have no Bible, yet you are so deep to tell what I'll do one day to come. So when people were waiting for the Messiah, somebody called Abraham met the Messiah.
Oh, Yamika Kraka Beni. Wake your hands, church. Oh, Yamiko Kroko. Oh, yeah. Am I communicating? Huh?
Your greatest miracle might not be what he gives you. Hey, you are not under pressure. Tell somebody you're not under pressure.
Adentina Ususa. Uriyefieswana. Abe Jiwo. Abe Jiwo.
Ama.
Please let me see my hand if I'm preaching at all. Let me know. Oh, are you blessed? Clap your hands together for Jesus.
Oh, are you blessed? Tell somebody, say the supernatural. Are you blessed? So Esther has become a slave in someone's country. Do you know what it means to be a slave? You have no freedom. You have no right. You have no peace. Papa says you have no choice. In fact, the greatest prayer point of a prisoner is to be set free. And God says, that same place where you are seen as a slave, I will make you a queen there. Ah. Can you imagine? You can't explain that miracle. How does a slave girl become a queen mother? Talk to me, somebody. Because what you see as slavery to God is the training process. You didn't hear me. You might think you were a slave, but in the spirit you were a servant. Because every leader is still a servant. So you cannot lead if you have not served. So maybe they are punishing her. But God says, come up here. They are training you. Because when you get to their palace, your character will become your voice. LMI. Did you know somebody can get somewhere in life, and just because of one character, they lose everything? You didn't hear me. Her character is stronger than prophecy. Character is stronger than imagination. Character is bigger than vision. Character is character. Everything about God is character. He is yesterday. He is today. He is tomorrow. Oh, am I communicating, church? So you are laughing at Esther for being a slave girl. And God says we are clapping for her to become the queen mother. She did not become a queen mother on the day of her coronation. She became a queen mother when she entered the place as a slave girl. And God says, the only thing needed for you was to have the testament of character so the doors of the kingdom can accept you. Look at Joseph. You've been telling people dreams and they keep dishonoring you. Hear this. Your master says, do something with me. You're like, no. My master gave command over everything, excluding you. So for the sake of integrity, I'll keep my morals right. Now watch this. Watch this. The house of Potiphar promised Joseph comfort, but the prison promised Joseph fulfillment.
Benny says the school of refinery.
Can you imagine that? So it's funny how somebody wants to be comfortable when God says the comfort is not in your master's house, but in a prison. So that pain is not a pain. It's a miracle that's been disguised. That pain is not pain, it's miracle. But God said the opposite of it. Talk to me, church. Say the supernatural. Huh? Can I give you one thing? If you must live like spirit beings, so you command unexplainable miracles, have one thing. Tell somebody faith. Somebody say faith. For a very long time, we've been telling people that faith is believing in God. It is very true. But that is not the best of definition for faith. And I'll tell you why. Because you can believe God for the wrong things. And the Spirit of God will not give you what is wrong. He gives what is right. So believing for the wrong thing will not make him God. Some people pray for things that will kill them. Oh, let me break it down for you. When the devil met Jesus, Mama, the devil did not use evil to fight Jesus. He used good to fight Jesus. He used the words of Jesus to fight Jesus. So anytime the enemy wants to try evil and evil cannot work, he uses good to kill people too. So good too can kill. So just imagine that a hungry Jesus is praying to have bread and the enemy presents bread. He might think it is the result of his prayer. And God says that bread will kill you. So if you tell me you are believing God alone for something, there has to be a balanced equation of your belief system. And that is what God calls faith. You are not expected to manifest a request until you understand the power of obedience. Because if you believe without obeying, you waste time.
Help me say, Namadonia Wudo. Namadonia Wudo. Wave your hands.
Believing God for something that is out of order. When you pray, believing God will answer. That is the first foundation class a man must pass. The zenith of the encounter is highly dependent on obedience you offer. Once you understand the need of obeying, you have the power to command. Because in that realm, you just don't receive, you also become. So God calls Abraham
faithful man. Because he lived in honor of everywhere God told him to do. Don't tell me you have faith if you have disobeyed God's voice. Because a proof of your answered prayer is the instruction he gives you. If you pray to God asking for something and there is no instruction to follow, he cannot bless. Because the instruction, he sees the instruction as the answer. So just imagine he spoke to you in prayer and you boycotted the answer. God says, but I've given you all you want. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. No matter how painful and dangerous your case is, God will never answer passion. Passion does not answer God's needs. It only gives you intimacy with the Father. It gives you entrance. It gives you presence. What gives you life is obedience. To command the life from above, two things. When you believe, yearn to hear what God has said. He says, I need you to do what I do so you can also command greater results. Look at me. One obedience can change your life. One. Not two, just one. Jesus didn't have to pray over the water to become wine. He only said, now that you have placed the water in the new barrel, begin to fetch for the people. And I was like, you cannot command results above time until people become so deep in obeying God's voice.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminforger.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Forger. On Instagram is Benjamin_Forger. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminForger. And on website is www.benjaminforger.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. The vision, the mission, the passion.